Your Excellency.
Thank you, Chairman. Your Excellency, the High Commissioner, Honorable Ministers, Excellencies, distinguished delegates, Zambia aligns itself fully with the statement delivered by Chad on behalf of the African group. It is with great honor and privilege that I address the Executive Committee at the sitting. It is pleasing to see the world opening up as most governments have removed COVID-19 restriction on population movement and we once again have an opportunity to meet physically. Although I'm aware that we have colleagues who are meeting with us online, the COVID-19 pandemic affected the protection and welfare of persons of concern, which left many of them vulnerable and unable to engage in any meaningful livelihood activities. In his opening statement, the High Commissioner has been comprehensive and has encouraged us to embrace the collective spirit of global cooperation, which the humanitarian space was designed to foster. At this juncture, I wish to congratulate the High Commissioner for Refugees, Mr. Filippo Grandi, for the extension of his term of office for another 2.5 years. High Commissioner, congratulations. Chairperson, the Government of the Republic of Zambia has continued to receive and admit asylum seekers and is currently hosting a total of 94,618 asylum seekers, refugees, former Angolan, Rwandan refugees. The persons of concern are hosted in three designated refugee settlements, namely Mayukwayukwa, Maheba, and Mantapala, with a good number living in urban areas, mostly in Lusaka and all the Copperbelt provinces. The designated refugee settlements are located in rural areas where there is limited and inadequate infrastructure in terms of renewable energy, educational institutions, level one hospitals, and lack of various social amenities. The majority of refugees in Africa, including Zambia, opt to live outside refugee settlements because the settlements are not attractive, causing rural-urban drift. This situation limits refugees from full enjoyment of life. This is attributed to low investment in the settlements. In order to address this, I'm pleased to inform Chairperson that the government will be embarking on revolutionizing refugee protection in Zambia using the modernization of refugee settlement approach called MORASA. This will attract displaced persons from other nations such as Ukraine to seek asylum in Zambia, for which we shall need to support from the donor communities. This approach is anchored on the vision of the new Dawn Government of the Republic of Zambia, the desire to take development to all parts of the country, including refugee settlements. Modernized settlements will enable persons of concern to live in a dignified manner with an improved quality of life and less socio-economic vulnerability. They will be able to meet their basic needs and strengthen their resilience to the humanitarian crisis and impact of their displacement. In order to achieve modernization, there is need to have a holistic approach. We believe, Chairperson, that this is the only way the impact of many players in the humanitarian and development sector will be visible. Going forward, our development partners will be guided on the type of projects they should undertake in the settlements in order to have meaningful development in line with the MORASA concept. The government believes that the resources meant for refugee protection should be utilized prudently in order to appreciate the impact of the outside support. Chairperson, Zambia has been working to fulfill the pledges that were made during the global refugee reform. To connect all the three refugee settlements, the main electricity grid at a total of $2.5 million will be applied. In that regard, the government has executed a memorandum of understanding with UNHCR to power Maheba Refugee Settlement under Phase 1 at an initial cost of $854,000. The project is being carried out by the Rural Electrification Authority, a quasi-government institution responsible for rural electrification. The government is also considering a significant permanent solution to local integration of former refugees. In this regard, the Minister of Home Affairs and Internal Security is expected to